Now, Akshobhya. Akshobhya occupies the eastern quarter of the mandala, and he is dark blue in colour, the colour of the midnight sky, the midnight sky that is in the tropics. And his name means unshakable, immovable, imperturbable, and his emblem is the Vajra. In other words, the sacred thunderbolt or diamond scepter of the Lamas, through the symbolism of which we devoted the third lecture in this series. And his mudra, his symbolic ritual gesture, is the Bhumi Sparsha, or earth touching. And this recalls another important incident in the life of the historical Buddha. We're told that the Buddha, before his enlightenment, had taken his seat on the diamond throne. In other words, on the central point of the whole universe. The axis, if you like, of the whole universe. And was on the threshold of enlightenment. So what happened? What usually happens when you're on the threshold of enlightenment? Well, the forces of evil appear. Mara challenges you. The evil one challenges you. So this is what happened in the Buddha's case. Mara said, what right have you to sit on that spot? The spot where the Buddhas of old sat when they gained enlightenment. Who are you? Do you really think you're ready? So the Buddha said, yes, I have the right. I am ready. I've spent so many lives as a bodhisattva, practicing the perfections. And I feel ready. I feel that I'm about to gain enlightenment. But Mara was very skeptical, and he said, well, you can talk about all these previous lives in which you've been a bodhisattva practicing the perfection, but who has seen all these previous lives? Where is your witness? So the Buddha said, or the Buddha to be said, the earth is my witness, because all these lives I've lived on earth. The earth has seen my practice of the perfections. The earth will be my witness. So with the tips of his fingers he touched the earth. Even he tapped the earth. And according to the accounts, according to the legends, up rose the earth goddess, Vasudra or Vasundara, bearing a golden pitcher. And she bore witness. She said, yes, I have seen it all. I am the earth. I see all. From generation to generation, from age to age, I have seen all the hundreds and thousands of lives during which he practiced the perfections. He is ready. He is worthy to sit on that spot, on that diamond throne. So Mara was discomforted, and the Buddha proceeded to gain enlightenment. But that, of course, is another story. We're not concerned with that at the moment. But this is why we have this earth-touching mudra. And this earth-touching mudra is the mudra of Akshobhya, the unshakable, the imperturbable. And his animal is the elephant. The elephant is the biggest and strongest of all land mammals, and according to tradition, the wisest. It's not very easy to push an elephant around. And Akshobhya is the head of the Vajra family, a family that includes the Bodhisattva or Buddha, Vajrasattva. Also includes many wrathful divinities. That is to say, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, guardians in wrathful form. For instance, Shambhara, Heruka, Heivajra, and Bharava. In fact, there appear to be more wrathful divinities in Akshobhya's Vajra family than in the family of any other Buddha. This may, of course, be due to the powerful associations of Akshobhya's emblem, the Vajra.